Mike check.
Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Greetings and salutations, friends of Southwest Florida. How are you today on this Thursday? We are motoring through another work week here. I am Craig Sheeman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. It is the Sheeman and Shepherd Show on ESPN Southwest Florida. On a myriad of stations throughout Southwest Florida, however, not on 770. Sorry! Still having technical problems. I think the tornado blew it down. We're fixing it. We're trying to get back on. But there are other ways to listen as well, including our app. It is free. Download it at ESPN Southwest Florida. Take us with you wherever you go on your cell phone. You can also listen on our website, ESPNSWFL.com. And you can go back in time and listen to Best Of podcasts as well from Sheeman and Shepherd. Follow us on Twitter at ESPNSWFL. You may follow me on Twitter at ESPN or at Craig ESPN. Pete Shepherd's at PSHEP326. Our phone number and our Stony Brook Golf Club text line remain the same at 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. Mikey Mike has already texted in. It says, holy crap, it's finally 2 o'clock. That's how I feel. We are good to go. Grand Poobah says, I did it again. I'm thinking it's Thursday. Oh, no football tonight. Yeah, I've done that a few times as well.
But a fantastic doubleheader starting at 5 o'clock in basketball. Both games on FS1, by the way.
Yes, back-to-back. Providence College, Georgetown, right?
Yep. Both
at 5?
Haven't played in a couple weeks. And then your Hoosiers.
Taking on Purdue.
I'm backing your Hoosiers tonight. Granted, in the tees, but I've already backed them.
How big of a tease?
I got Providence minus 4.5 with your Hoosiers at plus 9.5. Don't let me down, son.
You can't lose
at home by 10.
I don't want any moral victories. I actually want an actual victory.
It's been since
Obama was president, for God's sakes.
It's okay. And it's as long as you don't lose by 10, I'm good.
How about not lose at all? Got to get the W. Got to get it. Fourth-ranked Purdue? Is that what they're ranked now? Overrated. All right. Chris thinks they're the best team in America. So if we beat them tonight, we're the new best team in America. That's how I look at it. I think that's fair.
You came in today. No, you're not. You came in today disheveled.
I'm a little, yeah.
You were pale.
Yes.
Dare I say even...
peeved.
Peeved and a slight moisture above your upper lip from frustration. Almost frothing.
Yeah.
Like a mad dog.
I almost got killed again.
What?
I almost got killed again. Every day coming in here, I take my life into my own hands. So, memo to you, blue GMC pickup on I-75 with a refrigerator in the back? Yeah, you.
Let me guess. How fast was it going? 20?
On I-75, let me tell you something.
Was it tied down?
I think it had one bungee cord.
Oh, Jesus. Come on.
The whole thing. Here's the deal. We all know you can get pulled over for exceeding the speed limit, correct? Did you know you can also get pulled over for going too far under the speed limit?
Yes.
You're going to kill somebody. You can't go that slow on a highway, moron. You know what? I was safer last week at home with COVID. I would rather take my chances with COVID than to drive on the streets of Southwest Florida. Every day I almost get killed. Every day could be my last. I guess that's true for everybody, but it's a problem around here.
Well, it certainly is.
You almost got killed today.
I almost got killed today. I just came out of my complex at Bonita National. I wasn't even a quarter of a mile up the road. The new complex on the right. You can only go. It's not even one of those places where you can cross. You can go across.
Yes,
is right. And there was a black pickup truck on the left lane coming out of this complex, and then a white SUV with a young woman driving.
Uh-huh.
I could barely see it. I could barely see her, and I knew it was coming. And I started to slow down before it even happened. I'm going like 40 miles an hour because the speed limit's only 45. I just started getting going. Sure enough. Now, the black truck doesn't pull out because nobody's behind me.
Right.
It would literally been an extra 5 seconds. But this woman darts out in front of me, and I'm still in the right lane. And I'm thinking she's going to stay in the right lane. I'm going to have to swerve over to the left, but she didn't. Instead, she just went into the left lane. Of course, I stop. I roll my window down. I just throw my hands up in the air and, you know, a WTF. And she looked straight ahead, you know, like I had five heads, and I just moved on.
I tell you.
Just to wait that extra 5 seconds, God forbid, young woman in the white SUV that you were driving, please.
Mikey Womp Womp. Hey, Craig, did you also know it's illegal not to move over for an emergency vehicle on the side? Yes. Yes. We found that out the hard way 2 weeks ago.
It does now.
All right. After the rundown, you have a solution for us. And by the way, I think this is going to have to be a daily segment. Traffic almost killing us here in Southwest Florida.
Yeah, I have a solution, though. There's a college coach out there that today found a solution.
Okay. Bad attitude guy says today's the day you're going to be late. No, not this hour. Chris, are we ready in there?
I've been ready.
All right. I was born ready. How are you today? All good?
Much better than you two.
Did you drive safely today?
Oh, I'm fine.
It was easy peasy for me.
Okay. Good. I'm glad to hear it. At 6 minutes past the hour, it's time for a SportsCenter rundown. First one of the day, ladies and gentlemen, and on time. Here's Chris.
Bengals defensive end Trey Hendrickson, who leads the team in sacks, he has been cleared from concussion protocols. He'll be on the field Saturday when the Bengals take on the Titans. Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay was arrested last night by the Overland Park Police and charged with misdemeanor criminal property damage of less than $1,000. The Chiefs said they are aware of the situation, did not provide further comment. This coming down in the last few minutes, Chicago Bulls guard Lonzo Ball will be out 6 to 8 weeks after undergoing arthroscopic knee surgery the team just announced.
All right, thank you for that. No, Pittsburgh John apologizing for opening up this can of worms yesterday with his traffic. No, it needed to be done. It needed to be done. It was brewing underneath the surface, and I appreciate your efforts, Pittsburgh John. Now, Pete Shepard, you have a unique solution to all of our traffic problems here in Southwest Florida.
Yeah. You know, those of you within the 14-mile radius of Lehigh High School, I think it's about 14, 15 miles, just from our studios here anyway, you might have thought, I don't know, Governor DeSantis or maybe President Biden was coming into town today. I know it was Kirby Smart who choppered in earlier this morning about 9:15, landed on the Lehigh football field.
Wow. That's,
of course,
that's classy.
To go see running back Richard Young and meet with head coach James Chaney, who's been a busy man. Not only because we talked about Nick Saban being there yesterday, Ryan Day was there yesterday. Shortly after, Coach Kirby Smart helicoptered out on his Sikorsky.
Sikorsky.
Chopper, by the way. Wow. I don't know if it came out of Athens or came
can
landed
locally.
Can you
fly one of those all the way from Athens?
Know.
Or do you get on a regional airport and fly over from there?
I don't know. It's a private company. It's been around a long time.
I think he flew into Page Field and then just choppered over to Lehigh.
That's what I think.
Maybe that's a good recruiting trick. He's the only one that choppered in because listen to this who's who that has been here to see this young man who's going to be a senior this year. And he can go to any school he wants, and hopefully he'll just stay reasonably healthy throughout the year. Running back Richard Young, 5-star, arguably the best running back in the country. So yesterday you had Nick Saban there. You had Ryan Day there. Today, among others, you had Cadillac was there from Auburn. You had and then today you had Kirby Smart, who choppered in. Right after that, Dabo Swinney showed up, you know, just to say hello. And then after that, Bill Napier from Florida showed up too.
Dabo seems like he's a guy that shows up in like a station wagon or something. But Kirby with the helicopter, that was
Dabo's the only one that we saw him get off the chopper and everything else and meet with the coach and everything. Dabo was sort of funny as he was walking in and said, "What is a slow news day?" But anybody
all going after this one running back
who has
another year of high school.
You win one championship and you can't even get in a car anymore.
Yeah.
Kirby's losing the edge.
He's not a man of the people anymore.
He's the only coach I know choppered in.
He's not.
I don't know if Nick choppered
in.
Nick didn't chopper in.
Nick's a man of the people. He drives like everybody else.
Probably drove his own car with his wife. Had his little Debbie cake and his cup of coffee that he has every morning.
Easy peasy.
I think most of these guys had a police escort too.
Really?
Yep.
From like Lee County?
Yeah.
Young Sean? Young Sean?
Well, I saw a couple of Lee County sheriffs.
Oh, no, he's Charlotte.
I saw a couple of Lee County sheriffs.
Yes.
But I did see some sheriff's cars parked in the lot with a couple of the coaches. So, But yeah, you chop around, you land, it was like right, just lands right in the middle of the football field.
That's cool. There's no other way to describe it. That is cool.
I tweeted it all out. And Alex Martin, the courtesy of him, he's going to join us next week when all these guys sign. And we'll find out. Like I said, this kid, Richard Young, has already got offers from.
Just name the school. He's got Indiana. An offer.
Not Indiana.
What are you talking about?
Mississippi, Houston, amongst others.
Chris said, name the school. I named the school. You know, we have a different strategy. We're like everybody waste all their time and budget on one guy. We're going to scoop up the other people that nobody's paying attention to. That's
well, that and five stars tend to go to schools that had more than 3 wins the previous season.
But wouldn't that be appealing to a five-star? Hey, come here and be part of the biggest turnaround from worst to first.
No.
And be part of the story.
No.
What's going to be great
Or we're going to give you the opportunity to become the lead running back at Alabama and write your way into the first round of the NFL draft. Which one do you want?
At Indiana, you can play right away. At Alabama, you're going to have to wait 3 years.
Who was the last IU football player to go in the first round? Has it ever happened?
Yeah, 88.
Okay, kind of making a point for me.
Yeah, because what's his name?
Thompson.
Went later.
We came in second to the Heisman that year. His name escapes me. Thompson.
Randall.
No. I'll look it up.
Dorian.
What's going to happen is because he has not visited the U yet, which he is going to in 2 days. So, you know, hopefully they'll send a car for him if that's legal or whatever it is. Get him over there. Get him with Coach Cristobal, and then he comes in along with the other freshman running backs and decides to go there.
By the way,
seeing the writing on the wall, Anthony Thompson, a national championship.
Kendall Briles, who the U was targeting to be their next OC, he signed a contract extension with Arkansas. Yeah.
So he used you,
surprised.
Pete. No, he used you as leverage.
There were conflicting reports immediately when that story came out that he wasn't. It's a good try.
Number one rushing offense in the country last year, and he gets K.J. Jefferson back next season.
Yeah.
Now, they can't throw the ball, which is a little bit of a problem in certain games,
but
they can run the rock.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
No doubt.
Rose is a bedroom guy. Saw the Kirby Smart chopper this morning.
Yeah, did anybody see it? Sighting like a UFO over somebody's house?
I saw a chopper this morning. It wasn't like black and red with the G on the side of it.
Because it's a private company.
Flew right over your house this morning.
It wasn't. Yeah, he did.
Page Field to Lehigh. I'm in a line.
You're in the flight.
Yeah,
path.
I'm in a line.
You're in the zone.
The guy that just beat your team.
Yeah.
Just flew over your house.
You could have held a sign up.
That was a ballsy move by him.
He's rubbing it in.
No, I'm looking at it again. I tweeted out. No, it's a beautiful, just a generic high end. It's like all black or dark colored chopper. There's no emblem on it except for the company.
That's why it was a rental. Yeah. Mikey Womp Womp says, watch Young go to Jackson State when this is all settled.
Yeah, right.
Because Dion will steal him. That'll be great. That's a good text.
That would mean Dion has to come back to Southwest Florida.
I thought the Cold War had thawed. I thought he was back. He comes back from time to time.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The story was he didn't, right? Ever since he was given a citation for fishing in a pond outside the airport or something.
I'll tell you what, Richard Young, another recruiting tool going to the U, the quarterback, Jay Garcia, backup, he just signed a 2-year nil contract with Life Wallet worth $60,000 this year, $85,000 next year through his marketing agent. Mm. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Improprieties.
No. Not anymore.
Oh, guess who just followed me on Twitter?
Who's
it's about
that?
Time.
Who?
Tom Allen.
Liberty
Athletics. Tom Brady.
Liberty Athletics.
Oh. Well, you do promote them more than anybody. And it is recruiting season.
Biggest proponent of that school.
Oh, I think it's a high school.
Oh, that's not nearly as cool.
Liberty High School. Where is that at?
It says Liberty Indians, too. Liberty Indians Athletics.
Oh, they'll have to change that name.
No. It says here. That's what it says.
No, I know. They'll have to change it, though.
Don't know.
I don't know who you are, 239, but this is funny. Because he just put out a fake tweet from this running back at Lehigh. I am extremely blessed to receive an offer from the University of Indiana. It's Indiana University, by the way. I like that. That's funny. And he's got more of an IU pitchfork than a cactus.
Ooh, a pitchfork.
Well, if you put three of them.
I kind of like it.
If you put three of them together, it could be a menorah.
They're like the Sun Devils. Yeah. They're like the Sun Devils and the Wildcats?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's like a combo mascot that Indiana's rocking.
All right, 239, I got to give you a text. That was a creative text. I'm going to call you fake IU
fake
guy.
Fake Hoosier or
yeah,
fake
IU guy.
Yeah.
Until further notice, fake IU guy. All right, we're rolling. Rolling today.
Lay the points with the Boilermakers.
As long as I don't lose by 10.
Pete's got it teased down to 100
plus
points.
Plus 9.5. Well, as long as I don't lose by 10.
If Indiana shows up tonight, Pete wins.
I think it's going to be competitive. I think it's going to be competitive.
I don't know what to expect.
Everybody will hear my best bet later.
Oh, yeah. You're going there?
No, I said
just
everybody will hear it.
Rub it in right at the end of the show.
Sure,
right,
you give me the fourth-ranked team in the country laying 3.5 against a team that's very overrated?
In Bloomington, where we don't lose. All of our losses are on the road.
You're right. I think you're 9-0 at home.
Who have you played on the road? That's
it. Doesn't matter. We just.
No, because now I need to look this up.
Well, we lost to Syracuse in double overtime.
Lost at Iowa in a tough game.
Lost a squeaker at Iowa. Lost to Wisconsin in a game where we just stopped scoring for 10 minutes. Had that game won.
That's not good.
No.
But Kathleen's team prevailed.
They're one of the best teams in the country.
So yeah, if we can hang with them there, we'll wait till they get back at our place.
Right now, you are in 7th place in the Big Ten.
Right in the middle.
Record of 13-4.
Okay. Hey, you know what? 1-0 against ranked teams at home this year for
11-0 at home.
Who was the ranked?
Ohio State.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Crushed them.
Yeah.
Beat them by 16.
That's quad one. Quad two at home. Quad
lost
two.
By 9
quad
in two. Iowa.
Yeah. I might have to change my best bet tonight.
Listen, Chris. 13 wins, and it's still January, so we're going to get to 20. We'll get in the show.
Wow.
And we'll take it from there.
Got a lot of tough games coming up, Craig.
They're all tough. We're in the Big Ten, Chris, not the little weak ACC that you like to follow.
Stop it.
Your little top-heavy ACC.
Top-heavy?
Yeah.
There's Duke. That's it.
No, it's Miami. What are you talking about?
It's just
They're
Duke.
First place.
One-ranked team in the conference.
Duke, you just lost it.
Not for long.
Not for long. Bounce them all the way down to 26. The others receiving votes.
Who does Miami play this weekend?
Tell you 1 second. Tell you 1 second. You had to ask me. I just had them all up too. Standings.
All right.
The tell you one.
Florida State.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The rematch. Yes.
Oh, they got like a home and home here or what?
Well, no.
Yeah, with Carolina in the
middle. Carolina in between.
That's it, yeah.
Florida State was much tougher opponent than Carolina. Those wimps in Chapel Hill. I mean, didn't
show up. Well, they weren't in Chapel Hill. They were from Chapel Hill. But they're just words. They don't mean a lot.
No, they don't. They don't. Carolina's still 4-2, 12-5.
Hey, but that's all right. Alabama beat the tar out of Miami earlier this year, so I can hang that carrot over you.
Yeah.
Beat them by 32. Huh?
That was
wow.
That was the worst game. That was right after Providence got hammered by Marquette, if I'm not mistaken. It was like the next night or the night after. I'm like, God, both of my teams got.
That's one of the weirdest results of the year.
Yeah.
The Marquette-Providence game from earlier this year.
They just shot Brick City.
It was crazy.
They just shot Brick City. Yeah, that's all it was. And it was like Miami that night as well against Alabama. They could not hit the broadside of a barn. Crazy.
Pittsburgh John with a good point. Chris, it's really not a best bet if you're on the fence and maybe switching it. Yeah, Chris doesn't really get the idea of best bet, even though he invented the segment.
Oh, pound sand.
No, don't pound sand. He's absolutely right.
What are you saying? You get one best bet right, and you're all over here talking smack.
One, I'm leading.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the nightly.
Well, Pittsburgh John kind of combined the two.
No, you did.
Because
you combined
the
two.
I think you used the phrase best bet earlier tonight.
You combined
the Hoosier game.
You combined it, not me. You combined it.
Keep it, Kellen.
Get lucky with the Bulls-Cavs over that hits by 4 points.
What's wrong with that?
4 points.
A win's a win.
And you're coming in here. Oh, what happened the night before? Hold on.
I'm 1-1 this week.
Let me tell you.
A lot of people are 1-1. That's actually a good start to the week.
T-Wolves Knicks under 214. I don't think there were 200 points scored in the whole game.
That one got away from me early. Can't help it. Not a day goes by. Text again. Sup, guys. Love the show. Like always, not a day goes by. I'm tuning in at 2 o'clock. Going to get a mini shout out to the Miss? Anyway, yeah. Shout out. Not a day goes by. Thank you for listening. And Kathleen heard the IU Wisconsin chatter, and now she wants in on a bet with me.
Yeah.
The next time we play. I might entertain that.
Pete Scripps tonight. Pete's back at it with hyperbole again. I'm just joking around with that. It was just a bad night for North Carolina. It happens. Miami went through it early in the season. A lot of teams do. It's one game. It's one game. Don't put a lot of stock in the rematch or if they end up playing again in the ACT tournament. It's one game.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But
a lot of basketball out of the box here today on a Thursday.
Yeah, and Vogel still has a job.
So
not his fault.
They get killed by 37 over the weekend. I don't think it is his fault. I think it's a horrible team. I told you before the season started this was going to be a disaster. Now, last night, he actually benched Russell Westbrook. That was the big story. He had the guts to bench him. He's got backing from Jeannie Buss on this, and everybody has to answer awkward questions in the post game.
Well, if he's gonna go down. You know, go down swinging.
Yeah.
And the fact is, first of all, Westbrook's not going to be an all-star this year. And Monk has been playing pretty well for them.
Yeah.
That's the guy he replaced, who he put it in over him.
With 4 minutes to go. Yeah.
There's no youth on that team.
None.
There's nobody just can provide a spark. Everybody's that old, wily veteran, and they're all good players. It's just
this would have been a great team 8 years ago, Chris.
Yeah, you said it in the offseason.
Westbrook shot
right.
5 for 17 last night. He wasn't good. He had 14 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists. Monk was in there at the end. He had 10 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. So, look, Vogel, if he's going to go down swing. I think we were talking about that in the early show, and I was thinking about it this morning as SportsCenter spent way too much time on this, as usual. Yeah. But I'm thinking, all right, screw it, because he is traveling with the team, meeting Vogel, to Orlando. I think they're in Orlando tonight.
Can't get fired at the happiest place on earth in Orlando.
You lose to the Magic and see bet how happy it is.
Had they not rallied the other day over the weekend, he might have been gone already. And again, I do not blame him at all.
No, it's poor roster construction in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Horrible.
It's LeBron's not the player he used to be. They're trying to lean on Anthony Davis to be the superstar on that team.
Is he even back?
No.
He's been out for like a month.
No, he missed.
What else is new with that guy?
He's always Mr. Street Clothes.
15 straight games, sprained left knee, but he was on the court during the morning shoot-around. Carmelo Anthony had 14 points in his return from a 3-game lower back issue.
I mean, what was the last really good team Russell Westbrook was on? And I know the guy puts up stats.
James Harden, KD, and Russ in Oklahoma City.
Well, I think
can you
James
remember
Harden.
That far back?
No, but it was probably the last year that Durant was in Oklahoma City.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
I mean the OKC was. He was putting up stats when KD left, but they weren't an elite team or anything close
after
to
KD
it.
After KD left, that's all he was a stat machine. Just a triple-double and four other guys.
Lots of triple
doubles. That's all it was. He goes to Washington for a few years, and it kind of works with him and Bradley Beal, but not really.
No.
Speaking of bad officiating.
Yes.
Last night in the Washington Nets game.
Oh, yeah.
What in the wide, wide world of sports? That is something, and I agree with, what's his name, the assistant head coach is there. I mean,
the one that touched the ball?
To deflect that ball. I don't know if anybody saw it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was replayed time and time again, slowed down, and there was no question. Brooklyn bench coach appeared to reach, not appeared, he did reach out, deflected a pass headed towards Kuzma in the corner.
Wiz ended up losing by a point. That was about 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter when that happened.
Yep.
Brutal. All right, some texts and phone calls. Pete's Kryptonite says the 2022 Lakers are an all-star team in 2009. Yes. Esteril Charles played golf yesterday for the first time in 6 months. Your boy is sore. And not a day goes by. Love the shout-out to the wife. She's an up-and-coming fan. And Weed says IU 2022 NCAA champs. In basketball,
what?
Right?
What sport?
I don't know.
Chess?
Let's go to the phones.
Men's soccer.
Well, no, they didn't even make. They lost in the tournament this year.
Is the tournament done?
Are we even in men's soccer season?
No, it's all over.
Is
it's
it a
all.
Fall sport?
In fact, the girls, I believe, Florida State won it for the women.
Hey, congrats!
Yeah.
Last
and,
fall.
I was just looking this up because Providence and Indiana were both have real good soccer teams, and I think they both won 2 games. Could be mistaken. Indiana might have lost 1-1.
Right, let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. My man Otis is on the phone starting early today. Otis, how are you?
I'm doing well. What's up, man?
What's going on?
We're good. Just warming up the band.
Why, Craig, why in the world did you even read that IUNCAA lie? I mean, unless it's a debate team or something. What the hell was that? Who was that texter that fought that in? That's just wrong.
Well, his nickname's Weed, so, yeah.
He must be high. He must be high. So, I hear you guys already transitioning over to NBA. And, you know, I never really will understand the whole fire the coach thing. He can't make it a week. He can't finish the season.
Uh-huh.
You're not gonna do any better.
No, but, I agree.
No, you're not. I was listening to you guys earlier when you did your intro. You and Craig, y'all about to bite the bullet, you know? What the hell is that about? Y'all don't know how to drive? Why don't you go back to school?
I'm a great driver. It's the other people that don't know how to drive.
Not anything that we did. You know, I'm trying to prevent accidents.
You are? Well, there's one plus to your close encounters.
Yes.
If they should go sour, it's a good thing that both of y'all are in your twilight years and you've lived already.
I've had a good life, right, Otis?
I got more to do.
Yeah. But back to Vogel. I've been hearing that about Vogel as I'm in the truck a lot. I got jobs a little further, so I'm listening a little more. I don't know. I don't get it. Seems like the NBA is getting a little better. I think it'll be the same thing. Isn't he just a couple of years removed from winning a bubble championship?
Two seasons removed, yeah.
Yeah, but Otis, this is such a unique – I mean, this is the Lakers with LeBron. So, I mean, it's just – he's on the hot seat. He's been on the hot seat even during the championship year. He just is. It's too bad. This is all about
– His roster is old.
Yes.
Very
not old. His fault. This is about Coach LeBron. LeBron's got more power than anybody.
And Anthony Davis can't stay healthy.
No, he's missed 15 games.
And I like Anthony Davis, but I don't think he's what they want him to be. I don't think he wants to be what they want him to be because
correct.
That would be too much limelight. And he just doesn't seem like a guy that wants to be
like Dwight Howard all over again.
Here's the reason why Vogel is going to get canned sooner rather than later, because what did LeBron James want more than anything in the offseason, Otis? Remember? He wanted Russell Westbrook. And then he got Westbrook, but Westbrook's not even going to be an all-star this year. And he got benched last night, and I think rightly so, mm-hmm. for Monk, the kid out of Kentucky, who's been playing actually as good, and some may even say even better, but that's not going to sit well with LeBron, Otis.
That was a good move with him getting Malik Monk.
It was.
He's a real young guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know why they let him go. Was it Sacramento he was at? I forget who drafted him, but
Charlotte.
I wouldn't have let him go.
Charlotte.
He's a tough guy. Malik's tough. He's long rangy. You know, Russ is a competitor. But, I mean, he down the stretch, you're going to need somebody to hit a shot.
Yeah.
There's only so many guys in the NBA that can go out and get you a bucket. It looks like that young ball boy is going to be that guy at the end. A couple other young kids that look like they might have it. But there's only so many because Durant's going to fade here.
Yep.
He's going to start fading. He's getting up there, and once you keep getting those nagging injuries, basketball is a whole nother ball game,
yep.
And he's a tall guy.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis is still pretty young.
Hey, Joel Embiid, 50 points in 27 minutes last night was pretty good. He's still got it.
Yeah, he's all right. They still got the Ben Simmons problem, though. I don't think you can win it all.
Right.
It's all or nothing. In the NBA, it's all or nothing, mm-hmm. right? If you ain't getting a championship, then, you know, you ain't doing nothing. So I like seeing Embiid do that, but until they resolve the Ben Simmons issue, I got no faith in them really making a deep, deep run.
I agree, and they may not.
Miami's doing good. Go ahead, Pete.
No, I was going to say, they may not resolve that issue because he keeps saying that he's going to sit out. I thought it was a pretty reasonable deal that the Sixers got offered
early
this week by Detroit, and they turned it down. Yeah.
All right, Otis. Hey, man, I appreciate you checking in, and we'll talk to you soon.
We're late.
All right, very good. A little NBA chit-chat. Yeah, if they do fire Vogel, I mean, I don't know, is David Fizdale going to be the new coach the interim
it doesn't
coach.
Really it just doesn't matter.
I know.
In that
I know.
It just really it really
isn't
doesn't
Jason
matter.
Kidd on that staff?
I'm looking at their staff right now. He's not. Didn't he?
I thought he was there.
I thought he
okay.
was too.
All right.
Well, I know when Fogle got the job, he was the right-hand man. In fact, it was kind of awkward, I thought. But did he move on? No, I'm not
I don't know.
I'll look it up during the break. Listen all week along for your chance to win your way into the Food Truck Wars of Southwest Florida on February 5th. Pete Shepherd will be a celebrity food taster judge at the German-American Social Club in Cape Coral. For all the details on this event, head on over to ESPNSWFL.com. Your shot at winning your way in is coming up at 5:20 right here on Scheman and Shepherd. Scheman and Shepherd warming up on a Thursday. Don't forget Field Yates later on, and Rick Horrell will be talking to them on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepherd. Chris on the other side of the glass. It's the Scheman and Shepherd Show on ESPN Southwest Florida. Thanks for tuning in on a Thursday. Lots going on. We'll hear from some Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a little bit. We've got Sound Street around the corner. Field Yates will be with us at 3:30. We'll talk all things NFL and Rick Horrell on the business side of sports.
Yeah, creepy Mark Emmert has spoken today. Lots going on in the world of college football because what they're doing is they are just giving a little example here. He says NCAA college sports still needs help from Congress, but, quote, we have to define the future that we want using this new constitution as the framework we build in. He says the new constitution is more like a declaration of independence. Basically, the three divisions will operate independently in many ways, meaning D1, D2, D3, and the Power Fives are going to have, you know, total autonomy. Emmert said, there's more right about college sports than there is wrong. We have to hold on to that. The proposed constitution gives us a chance to hang on to that. Got to find a way in the constitution to kick this guy out.
It seems like to me his office is just sitting around doing busy work. Nobody's paying any attention to him. He's coming up with all these rules and constitutions while the real important people, the conference commissioners and whatnot, are getting together trying to come up with TV contracts and playoff expansion. I don't know what he's doing.
Mark Emmert says the new NCAA constitution, which will be voted on later today, quote, distills down to the absolute essence of the core values of college.
Who's voting?
College
him?
Sports.
I approve the constitution I've just written.
Today is one of those big shift moments, he says, in college sports. Members, again, will vote to ratify a new pared-down constitution that will pave the way for each division to govern itself.
They're pretty much already doing that. Right? I mean, 1AA, they do their own thing. They got their playoffs. College, the Division One, they're trying to figure out what direction they want to go in. His TV deal is up. Everybody is going their own way. Division Three, I don't know if a lot of people are paying attention to it. I presume they're doing whatever the hell they want. What is he talking about?
Look, as far, you know, expand Division Three, Division Two, JUCO, NAIA. I mean, they've always been sort of, but those schools, all those schools have their following in their towns. I mean, you wouldn't think it, but they do. I mean, I've been around Division II and Division III schools, and, you know, a lot of time their top teams, whatever their respective sports are, they pack the place. It could be volleyball, football, basketball, hockey, baseball, softball.
I know. So why is Mark Emmert getting involved?
Well, because it's the NCAA.
My point is he's got nothing else to do.
No,
he's trying to make himself relevant, sticking his foot in the door. It's already running fine.
That's it.
That part's already running fine.
He has to make. He's just it's exactly what all he's trying to do.
I saw Buccaneers Leonard Fournette trying to get him up to full speed, and Ryan Jensen did practice today. Still no Tristan Wirfs. Still last second on him. So I mean. It'd be great if they get one of the two. It'd be great if they get them both on the offensive line. But if Jensen's practicing already, that's a very good sign.
Well, Jensen came in and finished most of the game as is. Tristan Wirfs, hopefully, will play. Remember, Von Miller did not play the last time these two teams met. He wasn't on the team. He wasn't on the Rams yet.
Right.
So you have to, you know, that obviously that's something to watch out for, along with Aaron Donald, of course. But it's still going to be, and I know it's really easy to say that you're going to put Jalen Ramsey on Mike Evans this time because he was on Godwin the last time. And, you know, I heard Bart Scott, you know, he makes a decent point. Oh, they're going to double team. That's going to, then if he's there, then it's going to be easier to double team Gronk, and it's going to go to limit Brady's receivers to throw to, which I don't agree, number one. Number two, Deion Sanders, Coach Deion, mm-hmm. was on with Bart and Hunt earlier today.
Yeah.
And he immediately said to Bart, who's going to double him? Who's going to double Gronk? Who?
Right, right.
You can try. You can try. Yeah. But I think a lot of people still forget about the other two tight ends who have had their moments as well, and O.J. Howard, obviously, and Cameron Brate. And we've seen Tyler Johnson. Now, it doesn't look like Cyril Grace is going to be able to go. But, you know, Breshad Perriman and Tyler Johnson are capable wide receivers. No, they are not Godwin. No, they are not A.B. I understand that. But I still think Tom Brady is going to be he's going to be okay. And if it started again this week, Craig. I forget who said it.
Uh-oh. What?
Did you know?
Pressure up the middle.
Pressure up the middle can knock Tom Brady off his game. Now,
saw some of that last week.
I never understand how that's never implied to a lot of other quarterbacks. And I know the ones that could, I know like Patrick Mahomes could scramble and Josh Allen. And I do understand that. And Lamar Jackson.
Pressure up the middle.
But still, a big majority of the quarterbacks, including Stafford and stuff, you know, if you pressure up the middle constantly, you're probably going to – you're going to do okay. And most leagues from age 10 to 40 of getting to the quarterback.
You forgot an important part.
There's an asterisk to that.
Yeah, pressure up the middle
with four.
With four.
With four. That's right.
With four guys with their hands in the dirt.
Absolutely
Because if you bring 11 up the middle, you have nobody to cover anybody
else. Cover
zero. So you can't have that.
Right. Good point.
My counter to that is the Bucs defense has gotten pretty healthy now the last couple of weeks. I'd be more worried if I were Stafford on the road in this type of atmosphere going up against the front four of the Bucs that can create, which I do think will create more pressure. I'm not saying it'll be enough to win. I think actually, well, I'm sticking with Tampa Bay and I'm sticking with Buffalo.
Matthew Stafford is undefeated in the postseason in his last one game.
As anything other than a Lion, he's never lost in the postseason.
Exactly right.
But let's see with Veda, with Ndamukong Suh, with Galston, you know, Levante David, Devin White, all of these guys, and a revamped secondary now because they've gotten healthier. I think it's gonna be one hell of a game. Certainly, OBJ and Cooper Kupp create problems for everybody. But don't you? I just get this feeling that Stafford is gonna come back down to earth a little bit here.
I look at that running game that the Rams had last week with Cam Akers back there,
Well, they're gonna have to.
But I remember a soundbite of Bruce Arians earlier this year saying, "We feel like we can stop anybody in the run." You want to come at us?
Yeah.
Come at us. Try to run the ball on us.
Right.
That running game last week looked like it could do whatever they wanted on a lot of defenses in this league. You talk about the matchups on the outside, and the receivers are sexy, and the quarterbacks, and Tom Brady, and that's what everybody's going to want to talk about. If the Bucs cannot stop that running game, good luck.
But, you know, who's better to try and stop them with Vita Vea and all that? I mean, they can clog it up. And if they can't, you're right. Kudos to the Rams. But,
and when you look at last week's game, who had the number one rushing attack in all of the NFL? It was the Philadelphia Eagles. And you know how many yards they rushed for last week? Mm-hmm. The top rushing team in the NFL rushed, besides Jalen Hurts, is 30. All right, so 73, 89, 95 yards total.
How many?
I know, but are they really the top rushing team, or is it just they have a quarterback that can't throw?
No, I'm just telling
you. It's
like
the Ravens.
They had four guys this year that rushed for over. I mean, they were the number one rushing team.
But it's a completely different run game that the Rams were going to bring to town than what the Eagles brought to Tampa.
I understand, especially when you get down, you know, in the score the way they did.
Look,
it's very difficult to run the ball. No, I totally agree. And I said this a couple weeks ago. Up until now, the Bucks run defense and defense overall was not – it was good, but it wasn't nearly as good as last year. Now, with everybody basically healthy, I think it's a different story. You saw what happened. You saw what happened. And, again, Stafford is not, you know, Murray and all that stuff. So it hurts. And I get it. But, you know, you got, you know, Winfield Jr. back. Whitehead had a hell of a game last week. You've got a really damn good front seven here, and your secondary right now, I think, is coming together at the right time. So I'm expecting a hell of a game. I really am. I just think if there's a quarterback that's going to poop his pants, it's going to be Stafford.
Well, out of him and Tom Brady, I'd agree with that. Yeah. You could put anybody on the other side, and I'd go with that guy to poop his pants before Brady.
That being said, I think it's under a touchdown win for somebody. I'm sure going to pick Tampa, but that's this is the best quarterback they have faced in the last 10 weeks.
I don't think there's a quarterback left in the playoffs that is a pants pooper. Maybe Jimmy G. I mean, if you're going to rank the 8 quarterbacks still alive, he's last.
Well, the one thing Jimmy G, you know, is going to do is going to throw an untimely interception.
Yep.
That's the one thing that it just happens. And it happened again last week against Dallas and didn't need to do it.
Shouldn't have been the Dak quarterback sneak and all, shouldn't have even happened. It shouldn't have mattered at that point because you don't throw that interception with, 7 minutes to go and that sets him up for the score that gets it to within a touchdown?
Yep.
You just can't do that.
By the way, Mike McCarthy's still going around saying it was the right play.
Oh.
And they've talked about it. He says if I were to do anything over again, I'd have Dak go down at 10 yards instead of 17.
I got to tell you again, and this is why I hate bringing up the show all the time, but I'm surprised ESPN didn't do this. And if they did, I missed it. Or NFL Network. If they did, I apologize. But Pro Football Talk today went slow motion again on that play.
Yeah.
You know what should have been called? Offside. False start on Dallas. They first and because they're all like when they said it's like every one of them on the line was offside was offside. Every one of them.
Really?
The way the ball was spotted. Oh. And number two, the ball was not spotted properly. It wasn't it should have been further back.
Right.
They didn't spot him on Dak's slide. They actually gave him about an extra yard and a half. So really, the official should have brought the ball even further back, which would have it never would have come down to the bump of all that stuff. But I'm telling you, go back, and then I went back because I still have the game, and I looked at it. Yeah, most of the Cowboys are offside on that play.
All right, we will continue to discuss that.
Can you imagine if they did, and then they said, okay. But then they would have had to run off 10 seconds, right?
Right, 10-second runoff.
Yeah.
The NFL divisional round kicking off Saturday with a doubleheader on ESPN Southwest Florida. 4 o'clock, it's Titans and Bengals, followed by Packers and Niners. Coverage of the NFL playoffs on ESPN Southwest Florida, presented by Twin Peaks. Sound Street next, and then we'll get into some Buccaneers sound bites as they have another day, had practice today, and all that coming up. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, here we go. Let's do a little NFL sound. Derrick Henry getting that foot back to form and practicing and coming along.
I feel good. I mean, I have a big steel plate on my foot. That's only different from the left foot to the right. But, I mean, I feel good. Just, you know, I haven't did anything like 2.5 months. So, you know, just getting back out there, getting acclimated to everything and, you know, getting back to being me.
All right. Back to being me. We'll see how that works out. I guess the Titans will be taking on the Bengals. Meanwhile, Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he's eager for this rematch against the Rams.
We know postseason is a whole different ballgame. You get the best of the best, all-out effort. Everybody's straining to make sure they're playing the next week. And I always like playing a team that beats us, especially like even in the regular season. Like if we play a division opponent, they beat us the first time. I want to beat them bad the second time. Or like last year, we played the Saints twice. I wanted to play them because, you know, they beat us twice in the regular season. I wanted to play them again this year, but, you know, it didn't happen that way. So, you know, definitely looking forward to the challenge come Sunday.
Matthew Stafford's looking across the way, seeing that old guy, Tom Brady. He just has to do better than him.
you know, the biggest thing about going against a guy like Tom is just knowing his consistency and his ability to get his team in the end zone. He's done a great job throughout his career, both in New England and in Tampa, of scoring points. And so, and doing it kind of every which way is called upon him, whether they're going to run it, throw it deep, throw it underneath, whatever it is. He always has a great game plan to go out there and execute it at a high level. So as an offense, we know we need to do the same. We pack a great defense. We know that. Those guys are unbelievable players and dominated the game on Monday. But at the same time, you know, as an offense, it's a challenge. You know, you're going to have to go out there and score points and enough to, you know, compete with a team that's led by Tom. And, you know, he's shown year in and year out how capable he is at doing that, especially this time of year. So it's a fun, exciting opportunity. It's a challenge. But again, playing the whole team, but he's definitely a big part of it.
Just not used to hearing Matthew Stafford's voice in January. Just bizarre to me. Here's Troy Aikman. Again, Mike McCarthy's going around telling everybody who will listen that there's nothing to see here. And Aikman calling out the Cowboys coaching staff, particularly Kellen Moore, for that play call. This is on 96.7 The Ticket.
San Francisco rushed four guys for the most part. They blitzed occasionally, but they're a four-man rush football team. But a lot of times when you say that, then you think, oh, well, they're playing coverage. Well, they mixed in some coverage, but there was a lot of single coverage on CeeDee Lamb. And I would tell you, as it was back when I was playing, and I hate going back to that point because nobody cares, but what I see around the leagues, not just Dallas, it was in Philadelphia, I've seen it with a lot of teams, that a lot of these offenses, they want to scheme things. The coordinators just, it's all about scheme. Rather than this corner is playing soft, he's scared to death, just run the route tree. Just run a comeback. Run a dig route. Run a curl. Run anything. And you're going to complete the pass whenever you want. And Irvin would have had 10 catches at halftime if they had played us the way that they played CeeDee Lamb in that game. The game's not that difficult. If I've got a great player at wide receiver and a corner is playing him single coverage, throw him the ball.
Pretty simple. All right, here's Howie Roseman. We talked about this yesterday. He's with the Eagles. He said Jalen Hurts has earned starter status 2022.
Have you seen enough from Jalen this year to feel comfortable with him as your quarterback moving into the future?
You know, we talk about Jalen and the growth he had, really first-year starter, second-year player, leading this team to the playoffs, tremendously impressed by his work ethic, his leadership. We talked, the last time we talked was during camp, and we said we wanted to see him take the bull by the horn, and he certainly did that.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
That's a yes. All right, coming up, we'll hear from more of the Buccaneers as they get ready to take on the Rams. Also, we got to dive into a little NBA situation where an assistant coach on the bench deflected a ball and nobody saw it. I don't know how, in a corner of the Nets-Wizards game. So we'll discuss that. Field Yates joins us at the bottom of the hour to talk all things NFL. So a lot going on. Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepard on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.